are there few that be saved? Jesus warned against Herod. Now a certain one said to him, Lord, are there a few that are saved? Then he said to them, Strive earnestly to enter in through the narrow door, for many, I say to you, shall seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When the master of the house hath risen up and shut the door, and you begin as you stand outside and knock to say, Lord, open to us, and he shall answer and say to you, I know you not, nor whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, We ate and drank in your presence, and we taught in the streets. And he shall say, I tell you, I know not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, while you yourself are cast forth without the door. And they shall come from east and west and north and south, and shall recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last that shall be first, and there are first that shall be last. In that very hour certain Pharisees came, saying to him, Get out and go, for Herod wishes to kill you. And he said to them, Go your way and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my work. But it is necessary that I go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it is not possible that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. Jesus, while dining with a Pharisee, heals on the Sabbath, parable to the guests, and advice to his host. And it came to pass, when Jesus went into the house of one of the chief of the Pharisees on a Sabbath to eat bread, that they were watching him. And behold, a certain man with dropsy was before him. And Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? But they were silent. And taking hold of the man, he healed him and let him go. Then he said to them, Which of you, if his ass or ox fall into a well on the Sabbath day, will not immediately draw him out? And they could not reply to these things. Then he spoke a parable to those who were invited, when he marked how they were selecting the chief places, saying to them, When you are invited by one to a marriage feast, do not recline in the chief place, lest one more honorable than you, who has been invited by him, comes and says to you, Then give place to this man, and then you shall begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and recline in the lowest place. Then when he who has invited you come, he may say to you, Friend, go up higher. Then shall you have honor in the presence of all those who recline at table with you. For every one that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Then he said also to him who had invited him, When you make a breakfast or a dinner, call not your friends, nor your brothers, nor your kindred, nor rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return, and a recompense be made you. But when you make a feast, call the poor, maimed, blind, lame, and blessed shall you be, because they have not wherewith to recompense you, for it shall be recompensed to you at the resurrection of the just. Parable of the Great Banquet. Excuses. Now when one of those reclining at table with him heard these sayings, he said to him, Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then he said to him, A certain man made a great banquet and invited many. And he sent his servants at the hour of the banquet to say to those invited, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all alike began to excuse themselves. First one said to him, I have bought a field, and I must of necessity go out and see it. I pray, excuse me. And another said, I've bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I got to go try them. I pray you excuse me. And another said, I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. And the servant came and reported these things to his lord. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servants, Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the city, and bring in the poor, the maimed, the blind, and the lame. And the servant said, Lord, what you've commanded us has been done, and there is still room. And the Lord said to the servant, Go out into the highway and hedges, and constrain them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that not one of those men who were invited shall taste of my banquet. The conditions and cost of discipleship. Now great multitudes were accompanying Jesus, and turning, he said to them, If any one cometh to me, and hateth not his father and mother, and wife and children, and brothers and sisters, and even his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. For which of you, wishing to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest perhaps having laid its foundation, and not being able to finish it, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build, and was not able to finish. Or what king, going forth to engage in war with another king, will not first sit down and take counsel whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? And if not, while he is yet far away, he sends an embassy and asks the conditions of peace. So therefore, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but even if the salt has become tasteless, with what shall it be seasoned? It is fit neither for earth nor for manure. They cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Parables of the Lost Sheep and the Lost Piece of Silver. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were drawing near to him to hear him, and both the Pharisees and the scribes kept murmuring, saying, This man receiveth sinners, and eats with them. Then he spake this parable to them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, and having lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after the one that's lost, until he finds it? And having found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And coming to his house, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost. I say to you that likewise there shall be joy in heaven over one repenting sinner more than over 99 righteous persons who have no need of repentance. Or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she lose one coin, does not light a lamp and sweeps the house and seeks diligently till she find it? Having found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I lost. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one repenting sinner. Parable of the Prodigal Son. Then he said, A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the property that falls to me. And he divided to them his substance. And not many days after, having gathered all together, the younger son went away into a far country, and there wasted his property, living dissolutely. Now when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that country, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. He longed to fill himself with the carbopods which the swine were eating. No one gave to him. When he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's house have more than enough bread, and I am perishing here with hunger? I will arise, go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. And he rose and came to his father. Now while he was yet far distant, his father saw him and was moved with compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him repeatedly. Then the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth quickly a robe, the best one, and put it on him, and put a ring upon his hand, sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he was coming and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And calling one of his servants to him, he inquired what these things meant. And he said to him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him back safe and sound. Then he was angry. He would not go in. Now his father came out and entreated him. But he answered and said to his father, Behold, so many years have I served you, and I have never transgressed your commandment. And to me you never gave a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But when this your son, who has squandered your substance with harlots, has come, and you've killed for him the fatted calf, then he said to him, Child, you are ever with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we ought to make merry and rejoice, because this your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Parable of the Dishonest Steward. Then Jesus said also to the disciples, There was a certain rich man who had a steward. The same was accused to him as wasting his goods. And having called him, he said to him, What is this I hear about you? Render the account of your stewardship, for you can't be steward no longer. Then the steward said within himself, What shall I do? For my Lord takes away the stewardship from me. I'm not able to dig. I am ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do then. When I am discharged from the stewardship, that they may receive me into their houses. And calling to him each one of his Lord's debtors, he said to the first, How much do you owe my Lord? And he said, 100 baths of oil. And he said, Take your account, sit down quickly, and write 50. Then he said to another, How much do you owe? And he said, 100 cores of wheat. And he said to him, Take your account and write 80. And the Lord praised the unrighteous steward in that he had acted prudently. For the sons of this age are more provident in their own generation than the sons of light. And I say to you, make to yourselves friends by means of wealth, unrighteous as it is, that when it shall fail, they may receive you into the everlasting tabernacles. He that is faithful in very little is faithful also in much, and he that is unfaithful in very little is unfaithful also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in unrighteous wealth, who will entrust you the true? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give to you your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. The scoffing Pharisees reproved. Now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they scoffed at him. And he said to them, You are they who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. From that time the kingdom of God is preached, and everyone is making an assault against it. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one tittle of the law to fail. Everyone who divorces his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery, and he who marrieth her that is divorced commits adultery. Dives and Lazarus. Now there was a certain rich man, and he was clothed in purple and fine linen, making merry in splendor every day. And a certain poor man named Lazarus, full of sores, was laid at his gate, craving to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Yeah, even the dogs came and licked his sores. Now it came to pass that the poor man died, and he was carried away by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Then the rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus on his bosom. And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have compassion on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torture in this flame. But Abraham said, Child, remember that you fully did receive your good things in your lifetime, and Lazarus likewise evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are suffering torture. And beside all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that they who would cross over from hence to you may not be able, neither can they cross over from thence to us. Then he said, I pray you then, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may earnestly testify to them, that they may not also come into this place of torment. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. But he said, Ay, Father Abraham, but if one from the dead go to them, they will repent. Then he said to him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither would they be persuaded, though one should rise from the dead. Jesus teaches his disciples. Then Jesus said to his disciples, It is impossible but that snares should come, but woe to him through whom they come. It were well for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea, rather than that he should be a snare to one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sin, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if seven times in the day he sin against you, and seven times return to you saying, I repent, then you shall forgive him. And the apostles said to the Lord, Give us more faith. Then the Lord said, If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you should say to this sycamore tree, Be rooted up, and be placed in the sea, and it would obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or tending sheep, will say to him, when he has come in from the field, Come at once and recline at table? No, will he not rather say to him, Make ready that on which I may dine, gird yourself, serve me while I eat and drink, and afterwards you shall eat and drink. Does he thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded? So also you, when you have done all the things commanded, you say, We're unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do. Parables concerning prayer, the importunate widow, the Pharisee, and publican. Then Jesus spake a parable to them to the end that they ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a certain city a judge who feared not God and regarded not man. Now there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him, saying, Avenge me of my adversary. And he would not, for a time, but afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow giveth me trouble, I will avenge her, lest she harass me by continually coming. Then the Lord said, Hear what the unrighteous judge says. Now shall not God avenge his elect, who cry to him day and night, though he exercise forbearance over them? I tell you that he shall avenge them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? Then he spake also this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised the rest. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed with himself, God, I thank you that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice in the week. I tithe all that I gain. But the tax collector, standing afar off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I say to you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Jesus, returning to Judea, answers the Pharisees concerning divorce. Now it came to pass, when Jesus finished these words, arising from there, he departed from Galilee and came unto the borders of Judea beyond the Jordan, And great multitudes came together unto him again, and followed him. And as was his custom, he taught them once more, and healed them there. There came to him the Pharisees, tempting him, and asked him, Is it lawful for a husband to put away his wife for every cause? Then he answered and said to them, What did Moses command you? And they said, Moses permitted him to write a bill of divorcement and put her away. Then said Jesus to them, Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning of creation made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cling to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh? So that they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man separate. They say to him, Why then did Moses command to give a bill of divorcement and to put her away? And he said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, wrote you this commandment and permitted you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it has not been so. Therefore I say to you, whoever shall put away his wife, except for fornication, and shall marry another, commits adultery. And he that marrieth her that is put away commits adultery. And in the house the disciples asked him again about this matter. And he said to them, Whoever shall put away his wife and marry another commits adultery against her, and if she herself shall put away her husband and marry another, she commits adultery. The disciples say to him, If the case of the man with his wife is so, it is not expedient to marry. But he said to them, Not all can receive this saying, but those to whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs who were born such from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs who made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Jesus blesses little children. Then they brought to him little children, that he might lay his hands on them and pray. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. Then Jesus, seeing this, was much displeased, and calling them to him, said to them, Suffer the little children to come to me, hinder them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Verily I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall surely not enter therein. And embracing them in his arms, and laying his hands on them, he blessed them and departed. The rich young ruler, the danger of riches. Now as Jesus was going forth on the way, a certain ruler ran to him, and kneeling down to him, asked him, saying, Good teacher, what good shall I do that I may obtain everlasting life? But Jesus said to him, Why ask me about the good? Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, God. But if you would enter into life, keep the commandments. Thou knowest the commandments. He said to him, Which? Then Jesus said, Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not defraud, honor thy father and thy mother, thou shalt love the neighbor as thyself. The young man said to him, Teacher, all these things have I kept from my youth. What do I lack? Then Jesus, looking upon him, loved him, and said to him, One thing you lack yet. If you would be perfect, go, sell all that you have, and distribute it to the poor, and then shall you have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. But when the young man heard these words, he became gloomy, and went away exceeding sorrowful, for he was very rich, having many possessions. Then Jesus, seeing him, looked around and said to his disciples, How hardly shall those having riches enter into the kingdom of God? Verily I say to you, with difficulty shall a rich man enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus, answering again, said to them, Children, how difficult it is for those who trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to enter in through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Now when the disciples heard this, they were astonished exceedingly, and those who heard it said to him, Who then can be saved? Jesus, looking upon them, said, With men this is impossible, but not with God. Things impossible with men are possible with God, for with God all things are possible. The disciples' reward. Then Peter, answering, said to Jesus, Behold, we have left all our own and followed you. What then shall we have? And Jesus said to them, Verily I say to you, that you who have followed me, when the Son of Man in the restoration shall sit upon the throne of his glory, you also shall sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that hath left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, and for the gospel's sake, and for the sake of the kingdom of God, shall receive 100-fold more in this time, houses, and brothers, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the age to come shall inherit everlasting life. But many first shall be last, and the last first. Parable of the Householder and Laborers. For the kingdom of heaven is like to a man, a householder, who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. And having agreed with the laborers for a shilling a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing in the marketplace idle, and he said to them, Go also into the vineyard, and what is right I'll give you. And they went forth. Again going out about the sixth and the ninth hour, he did likewise. Now about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and he said to them, Why are you idle all day? And they say to him, Because no one has hired us. He said to them, Go also into the vineyard. Now when the evening was come, the lord of the vineyard said to his steward, Call the laborers, and pay them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. And when those hired about the 11th hour came, they each received a shilling. But when the first came, they thought they should receive more. They also received each one a shilling. And when they received it, they murmured against the householder, saying, These last have worked 1 hour, and you have made them equal with us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. But he answered and said to one of them, Friend, I do you no wrong. Did not you agree with me for a shilling? Take your own and go. But I will give to this last even as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. Jesus foretells his death and resurrection. Now they were in the way, going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going on before them. And they were astonished, and those following him were afraid. And he again took the 12 disciples apart, and began to tell them the things that were about to happen to him. And he said to them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all the things which have been written by the prophets shall be fulfilled in the Son of Man. For he shall be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him up to the Gentiles. They shall mock him, and shall spit upon him, and shall scourge him, and shall treat him shamefully, and crucify him. And on the third day he shall be raised up. And they understood none of these things. And this saying was hidden from them, and they did not comprehend the things that were said. Salome and her sons come to Jesus. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee, James and John, came to him with her sons, bowing down to him and asking a certain thing of him, saying to him, Teacher, we desire that you do for us whatever we ask of you. Then he said to her, Well, what do you wish? What would you that I do for you? And she said to him, A command that these my two sons may sit one on your right hand and on your left in your kingdom. And her sons said to him, Grant to us that we may sit one on your right hand and one on your left in your glory. But Jesus answered and said to them, You know not what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink, or to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said to him, We are able. Then Jesus said to them, You shall indeed drink my cup that I drink, and you shall be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it hath been prepared by my Father. Now the 10, hearing this, began to be indignant at the two brothers, James and John. But Jesus, calling them to him, said to them, You know that the ruler of the nations lorded over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whosoever would become great among you shall be your minister, and whoever would be first among you shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Bartimaeus and his companion healed. Then they came to old Jericho. And when he went forth from Jericho with his disciples, a great multitude followed him. And it came to pass, as he drew near to the new city of Jericho, behold, two blind men were sitting by the road begging. Then one of them, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, hearing a multitude passing by, asked what this meant. And they told him, Jesus the Nazarene is passing by. Now when they heard that Jesus was passing by, they cried out, saying, Lord Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on us. But the multitude rebuked them that they should be silent. But they cried out the more, saying, Lord, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And Jesus, standing still, said, Call them. And he commanded them to be brought to him. And they called the blind man, saying, Be of good cheer, arise, he calls you. And Bartimaeus, casting away his garment, sprang up, and they came to Jesus. And when they came near, Jesus, answering, said, What do you wish that I should do to you? They said to him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. Then Jesus, moved with compassion, touched their eyes, and said to them, Receive your sight. Go your way. Your faith has saved you. And immediately they received their sight and followed him in the way, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Zacchaeus entertains Jesus. Then Jesus entered and was passing through New Jericho. And behold, a man called by name Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector, also he was rich. He was seeking to see Jesus, what sort of man he is, but he could not on account of the multitude, because he was small in stature. And he ran on before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, because he was about to pass along that way. And Jesus, when he came to the place, looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in your house. And making haste, he came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, He'd gone in to lodge with a sinful man. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have exacted anything wrongfully of any one, I restore fourfold. Then Jesus said to him, Today hath salvation come to this house, inasmuch as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Parable of the 10 pounds. Now as they listened to these things, Jesus added and spake a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would immediately appear. He said, therefore, A certain nobleman went into a distant country to receive for himself a kingdom, and to return. And having called 10 of his servants, he delivered to them 10 pounds, and said to them, Trade till I return. But his citizens hated him, sent an embassy after him, saying, We will not have this man to reign over us. Now it came to pass, when he returned, having received the kingdom, that he commanded these servants to whom he had delivered the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by trading. Then the first came before him, saying, Lord, your pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said to him, Well done, good servant, because you were found faithful in a very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. And the second one came, saying, Lord, your pound hath gained 5 pounds. Then he said to this one, Be thou likewise over 5 cities. And the next came, saying, Lord, behold, thy pound which I kept laid away in a napkin, for I feared you, because you are a harsh man. You take up what you don't lay down, and you reap what you don't sow. He said to him, Out of thine own mouth I will judge you, thou wicked servant. You knew that I am a harsh man, taking up what I do not lay down, and gather what I don't sow. Then why didn't you deposit my money in the bank, and I at my coming could have required it with interest? Then he said to those standing by, Take from him the pound, give it to him that has the 10 pounds. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. I say to you that to every one that hath shall be given, but from him that hath not, even that which he hath shall be taken away. But these my enemies, who would not that I should reign over them, bring them hither, and slay them before me. And when he had spoken these things, he went out on before, going up to Jerusalem. Jesus, sought at Jerusalem, arrives at Bethany. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up to Jerusalem out of the country before the Passover, that they might purify themselves. They therefore were seeking Jesus, and saying to one another, while standing in the temple, What do you think? That he will not come to the feast? Now the chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that if any one should find out where he is, he should make it known, that they might take him. Now Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus raised from the dead. A great multitude of the Jews therefore found out that he was there, and they came, not because of Jesus only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he raised from the dead. But the chief priests determined to put Lazarus to death also, because many of the Jews, by reason of him, were going away and believing on Jesus. Jesus rides in triumph into Jerusalem and enters into the temple. And it came to pass on the next day, when they came near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent 2 of his disciples, saying to them, Go your way into the village that is opposite you, and immediately upon entering into it, you shall find an ass tied and a colt tied with her, upon which no man has ever yet sat. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone ask you, What do you loose them? You shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and immediately he will send them hither. Then the disciples that were sent went, found even as he said to them, and they did even as Jesus directed them. And as they were loosening the colt, some of those standing there, the owners of it, said to them, What are you doing, loosening the colt? And they said to them, even as Jesus had said, The Lord hath need of him. And they let them go. And they led the ass and the colt to Jesus. And having cast their garments upon the colt, they set Jesus upon him. And this came to pass that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken through the prophet, saying, Say ye to the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh to thee, meek and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt the foal of an ass. These things his disciples understood not at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of him, and that they did these things to him. Now a great multitude that had come to the feast, having heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took the branches of the palm trees, and went forth to meet him. Moreover, the multitude that was with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead was bearing testimony. On this account also the multitude went to meet him, because they heard that he had done this sign. Now as he went on his way, most of the multitude spread their own garments in the road, and Others cut branches from the trees of the fields and strewed them in the road. Now as he was already drawing near to the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works which they had seen. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. Blessed be the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. Peace in heaven, glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees from the multitude said to him, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. And answering, he said, I tell you that even if these should be silent, the stones would cry out. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Behold, how he gained nothing. Lo, the world is going after him. And as he came near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, If you had known, even thou in this day, the things concerning your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the day shall come upon you when your enemy shall cast up an embankment round you, shall surround you, shut you in on every side, and shall level you with the ground, and overthrow the children in you, and shall not leave in you one stone upon another, because you knew not the time of your deliverance. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was agitated, saying, Who is this? Then the multitude said, This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things which he did, and the children who were crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant and said to him, Hearest thou what these are saying? Then Jesus said to them, Yes. Did you never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? And when he had looked around on all things, the hour being already late, he left them and went forth out of the city to Bethany with the 12 and passed the night there. The barren fig tree cursed and the temple cleansed. Now on the next day in the morning, when they had come forth from Bethany, returning to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a single fig tree afar off by the road, having leaves, he went to it, if perhaps he might find something on it. But when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season of figs. And he answered and said to it, Let no more fruit come from you. Let no one eat fruit of you henceforth forever. And his disciples heard him, and immediately the fig tree withered away. And they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus, entering into the temple of God, began to cast out those who sold and those who bought in the temple. And he overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves, would not allow that any one should carry a vessel through the temple. And he taught and said to them, It is written, is it not? My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a den of robbers. And the chief priests and the scribes heard this and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the multitude were astonished at his teaching, and he was teaching daily in the temple. Greeks desire to see Jesus, his discourse. Now there were some Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip comes, and he tells Andrew, and Andrew and Philip come and tell Jesus. Then Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come when the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remains alone. But if it die, it bears much fruit. He that loves his life loses it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it to life everlasting. If anyone would serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also shall my servant be. If anyone serve me, him will the Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Whereupon there came a voice out of heaven, I have both glorified it, and will glorify it again. The multitude therefore that stood by heard it. Some said, It thundered. Others said, An angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, This voice has come, not for my sake, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. By this he said, signifying by what kind of death he was about to die. The multitude therefore answered him, We have heard out of the law that the Christ abideth forever. Why sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Jesus therefore said to them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, that darkness may not overtake you. And he that walketh in the darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have the light, believe on the light, that ye may become the sons of the light. These things spoke Jesus, and departing hid himself from them. And Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him who sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him who sent me. I have come a light into the world, that every one that believeth on me may not abide in the darkness. And if any one heareth my words, and keepeth them not, I do not judge him, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejects me, and receives not my words, hath one that judges him, the word which I spoke, that shall judge him in the last day. Because I spoke not for myself, but the Father who sent me. Himself hath given me commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. What therefore I speak as the Father hath said to me, so I speak. The stubborn unbelief of the rulers. Now though Jesus had done so many signs before them, they did not believe on him, that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? On this account they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, He hath blinded their eyes, and he hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, and understand with their heart, and turn back, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah, because he saw his glory, and spoke concerning him. But the chief priests and the scribes and the leaders of the people were seeking to destroy him, but could not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging upon him, listening. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed on him, but on account of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the glory that is of men, rather than the glory that is of God. And whenever evening came, he went forth out of the city. The fig tree is found withered, a lesson of faith and prayer. Now as they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And when the disciples saw it, they wondered, saying, How did the fig tree so quickly dry up? And Peter, calling it to mind, said to him, Rabbi, behold, the fig tree which you did curse is dried up. And Jesus answering said to him, Have faith in God. Verily I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what is done to the fig tree, but whoever shall say to this mountain, Be taken up and cast into the sea, it shall, and not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what he says comes to pass, he shall have it. It shall be done. Therefore I say to you, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believing that you have received, you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive If any have anything against any one, that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your transgressions. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your transgressions. The Jewish rulers questioned Christ's authority. Now every day Jesus was teaching in the temple, but every night he went out and lodged on the mount called Olivet. And all the people used to come to him early in the morning in the temple to hear him. So it came to pass on one of the days they came again to Jerusalem. And when he came into the temple, he taught the people and preached the gospel. And as he was walking about in the temple, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people came to him and said to him, "Tell us, by what authority do you do these things? Or who is it that gives you this authority to do these things?" Then Jesus answered and said to them, "I also will ask you one question, and answer me. And if you tell me, I also will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or from men? Answer me." Then they reasoned with themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, why then did you not believe him? But if we say from men, we fear the multitude. All the people will stone us, for they are all persuaded and hold that John was a prophet." And they answered Jesus and said, "We do not know." And Jesus said to them, "Neither do I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." The two sons. "But what think you? A man had two children, and he came to the first and said, 'Child, go work today in the vineyard.' And he answered and said, 'I will not.' But he afterwards repented and went. Then he came to the second and said likewise, and he answering said, 'I go, sir,' and went not. Which of the two did the will of the Father?" They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Verily I say to you that the tax collectors and the harlots go before you into the kingdom of God. For John came to you in the way of righteousness. You did not believe him, but the tax collectors and the harlots believed him. And you, when you saw it, did not repent afterwards, that you might believe him." The wicked husbandman. Then Jesus began to speak to the people in parables, saying, "Hear another parable. There was a man, a householder, who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug an upper and lower wine vat, and built a tower, and let it out to a husbandman, went abroad for a long time. Now when the season of the fruits drew near, he sent a servant to the husbandman, that he might receive from them of the fruits of the vineyard. But the husbandman took him, and beat him, and sent him away empty. And again he sent to them another servant, but they beat him, and wounded him on the head, treated him shamefully, sent him away empty. And he sent still a third. They wounded him also, and cast him out, and killed him. And so the husbandman, taking his servants, beat one, killed another, stoned another. Again he sent many other servants, more than the first, and they did to them likewise. Now the Lord of the vineyard had yet one beloved son, and he said, 'What shall I do? I will send my beloved son, perhaps they will reverence him.' So he sent him last to them. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they reasoned with one another, saying among themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours.' And they took him and cast him forth out of the vineyard and killed him. When therefore the Lord of the vineyard shall come, what will he do to those husbandmen?" They say to him, "He will come and miserably destroy those wicked husbandmen, and will let out the vineyard to other husbandmen, who shall render to him the fruits in their season." But when some heard it, they said, "May it not be." But Jesus, looking at them, said to them, "What then is this that is written? Have you not even read this scripture? A stone which the builders rejected, the same became head of a corner. This was from the Lord, and it is wonderful in our eyes." Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God shall be taken away from you, and given to a people bringing forth the fruits thereof. And he that falleth on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will scatter him as chaff. Now when the scribes and the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they knew that he spoke of them. But when in that very hour they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitudes, because they held him as a prophet. Parable of the marriage feast of the king's son. Then Jesus answering spoke to them again in parables, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man, a king, who made a marriage feast for his son. And he sent his servants to call those who had been invited to the marriage feast, and they would not come. Again he sent other servants, saying, say to those who have been invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and fatling are killed, all things are ready, come to the marriage feast. But they were careless and went their way, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. But the others laid hold of his servants, and treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was enraged, and sending his armies, he destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, the marriage feast indeed is ready, but they that were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore along the thoroughfares of the streets, and as many as you shall find, invite to the marriage feast. And those servants went out into the streets, brought together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the marriage was provided with guests. Now when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man not clothed with a wedding garment. And he said to him, friend, how did you enter here, not having on a wedding garment? But he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, bind his hands and feet, and cast him forth into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and the gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few chosen. Paying tribute to Caesar. Then the Pharisees went and took counsel how they might ensnare him in speech. And they watched him, and sent spies, their disciples, with the Herodians, who fringed themselves to be righteous, that they might catch him in his discourse, so as to deliver him to the power and jurisdiction of the governor. Now when they were come, they asked him, saying, teacher, we know that thou art true, that you say and teach right, and teach the way of God in truth, and you care for no one, for you look not on the outward appearance of man. Tell us therefore, what think you? Is it lawful to pay tribute to Caesar or not? Shall we pay or shall we not pay? But Jesus, knowing their wickedness and hypocrisy, and perceiving their craftiness, said to them, why do you try me, you hypocrites? Show me the tribute money, that I may see it. Then they brought to him a shilling. And he said to them, whose image and inscription has it? And they said to him, Caesar's. Then Jesus said to them, render then to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And when they heard this, they could not take hold of what he said before the people. And being astonished at his answer, they kept silent, and left him, and went away.